Hey, party people, have you joined our Discord server yet? You can meet fellow party people and interact with our cast and crew to talk about all things in Counterparty, both this first Ravnica campaign and our new campaign, which is a television show available on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel. To learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com or check the links in the show notes. Now, enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, our show features very strong language and graphic depictions of violence, so listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party, the heroes of Ravnica are on the run, trying to track down a foe who tails them at every turn. But who could want to harm the saviors of the realm? One final clue leads them to the doorstep of longtime rival Mr. Frankie P. Nuts.
Mr. Peanuts, is that you?
Is that you, Fishface, in the, what you want?
Well, you signed a demolition order that has been halted due to fungus, and that same person seems to be leading us on a wild goose chase while they try to frame us for murders.
At this moment, I cannot get up. And I have no light, so if you please do me the courtesy of bringing it in here, please.
He sounds very tired and medicine check.
You say he has no legs?
Yeah, I heard no legs, but I think he said light.
No lights.
20, non-natural.
He sounds very injured.
Paris will say, you did just say one more step and you'd turn me to ash. Can I enter?
Yeah, I'll put it down.
Thank you.
And you hear what sounds to be a large metal thing set on the floor.
Perix enters and heads to Frankie Peanuts with the demolition order.
In the dim light, you can see that he's kind of huddled up in the back behind some furniture. Looks like he was hiding, but without any light, it's difficult to tell what is just cragged elephantine skin or anything else.
Xenia, could you make Frank come say hello?
Absolutely. And she conjures Frank to illuminate Sir Peanuts.
What you can see is what looks like a bomb went off in the room.
Oof.
And for whatever reason, Frankie Peanuts has survived, probably because he hid behind a combination of furniture and underlings. But he has severe burns over a great deal of his body. Half of his face is just sort of like really fucked up. He can only see out of one eye. He's not looking good. His pristine suit is like Tommy Lee Jones Two-Face.
Would a potion of greater healing help him?
I mean, probably.
Perix gives him a potion of greater healing.
Oh, I don't expect any favors on that one.
For 17 points of healing.
You gotta pour it into his mouth for him.
Perix does.
Now, can I suspect that you're gonna explain why you're here, or do I have to start guessing?
Yeah, it's about this demolition order that is to one Franklin J. Peanuts.
He takes a look at the order.
Oh, I did not sign that.
Well, that is interesting.
That is not my signature. My middle name is not J. It's G.
Do you know a Franklin J. Peanuts, or did someone screw up?
You're a fucking idiot.
Correct.
It's Franklin...
George?
Gary. Hmm. Peanuts.
Hmm. It's a good name, strong name.
But G-E-R-R-Y, not J-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
So someone seems to have forged your name.
Yeah.
I imagine this is the same party that, gave you a little present earlier.
Yeah.
This may be a silly question, but Mr. Peanuts, do you have any idea as to who might wish you ill in this manner?
No, but I probably know where they are.
Would you
and
tell
me? He points a big, puffy, locks it on finger at Xenia. And Bexons are over.
Okay.
Come here.
All right.
Closer.
Okay.
All the way over.
All right. And she sits in his lap.
Oh.
Just stroking his face, hoping to make him feel better.
I've never seen this one before. She knew?
No, she just happened to never be with us when we came into your company.
All right. You have any idea what this is? And he holds up a flashing blue and red piece of something with a crystalline bauble inside of it.
It looks like my colors, though.
I mean, you want to roll before you decide no?
And perception or insight or?
History.
Oh, great.
It's another bomb.
Xenia blows up.
Yeah.
17.
It looks to be an is-it tracking device.
Oh. Somebody put this on you, sir?
No, this is mine. Oh. But I got a goon upstairs, and if anything happened, he's probably on the tail. Takes your hand, he puts the device in your hand. Fuck him up for me.
You got it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Peanuts.
Will you be all right?
I'll be all right. You take care of this for me, and I think I might excuse all that money I had to spend to pay off for Boros, you cheeky fucker.
Parix says, I didn't do that.
Bullshit, you didn't.
Clara, stop talking.
Now.
You, the large one over there. You ever find that your time in a Boros ain't paying out? You come here, you give me a call, huh? We'll find some work for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Gives you a sort of a thumbs up.
And on our way out, Parik says, tell Dizzy we said hey.
So do I need to... So I know how to operate this tracking device.
You just follow it.
Oh, great. Okay.
But I do need a perception check.
All of us?
No, she's following.
19.
Hey, luckily Xenia is able to keep an eye on the tracking device. You happen to follow the tracking device back up to Ovizia, somewhere in between the area of the mansions of Royston Overshaw and Cyril Montjoy to another building that happened to have been destroyed during the worm, and it looks to be pointing down, as if whatever you are looking for is under the rubble.
Is there still a worm hole?
Hmm?
Is there still a wormhole?
No. It's been filled in.
Xenia looks around for any manhole covers.
Oh, no. It's like digging is required.
Well,
I'm on it.
We're looking at soft earth underneath our feet. It's not paved. It's not a road.
Oh, you got to clear out some pieces of broken building that have never been removed because it's slated for demolition.
If someone could give me a hand clearing this...
I'm on it.
Yep.
Do we Saloran, Fakara, strength checks.
17.
10.
Wow. I need constitution checks from the party in that case.
Uh-oh.
You might walk into here exhausted.
Checks or saving throws?
Checks. Technically saving throws.
Nat 20.
Also nat 20.
Dirty 20.
You're plus 5 because it's a check?
Yes.
Yeah.
So...
Saving throw.
16.
Dirty 20.
Luckily, you're not exhausted. It just takes you a hell of a long fucking time, and it's very late in the evening. You will need to explain to... to some passing Selesnian caregivers as to why you are digging through a bunch of fucking rubble.
Hello, my name is Siloran Trent. I'm a high ministrant of the Orzhov Syndicate. I am here because of obligations to the property acquisition branch of the Orzhov Syndicate. Excuse the mess.
Persuasion?
A 17.
Oh, okay. And then they just keep on going.
Just sell it. He just turns to Vakara and says, use your legs.
And then he's like, sorry.
After some digging, you find what appears to be an elaborate cellar door. Still intact. Huh.
Could Perix investigate it for traps?
You can.
17?
Doesn't seem to be any traps. But the beeping is suggesting through that door.
Is it locked? Xenia tries to open the door.
It is locked.
Xenia starts yelling, if it... No, I'm kidding. Xenia... Xenia tries to unlock the door.
I love how you go finger pistols every time you make that voice.
It is my new favorite thing.
Nobody move and nobody gets hurt.
For a 26 sleight of hand.
This door is incredibly easy to take apart.
And I do.
You go inside. And as you enter what appears to be the subfloor of what once was an incredibly elaborate mansion. Those of you without dark vision can't see anything. Those with you with vision can see what looks to be a large stone room lined by a couple of pillars for structure support and a large staircase leading up to who knows where.
Is the tracking device still useful in any way? Or does it point us farther?
It suggests that everything is around where it is.
Got it.
There are wall torches and or braziers that can be lit.
Perix will throw a firebolt or three to light him up.
As will Xenia, and she'll conjure Frank.
As soon as you light the room, the entire extremity of the room as all of the lights illuminate one at a time.
I thought you were telling me that the pillars blew and we all got crushed.
Game over.
Goodbye, everybody.
What you can see is there are a couple of very tall, gorgeous mirrors on each of the pillars. You happen to see the body of the Cockney Goblin who you usually see outside the entrance to Frankie G. Peanut's establishment, and he has the tracking device on him. And it's relatively empty, except for at the very top of the stairs, there seems to be, within this sort of collection of fine items, a very, very nice, expensive piece of armor that could fit people except for Fakara.
No.
But you are getting the sense that perhaps this area used to be like a private showroom, right? You're at a party with an extravagant place, and then you'd say, come down, check out all my shit. And then you leave people down there and show them all that stuff. Many things have been cleaned out. The mirrors are still there. And for some reason, this very, very nice piece of armor is sitting there.
Lozetch examines the closest mirror. Seems like there's a lot of mirrors here.
Yeah. Please place your figurine in front of which mirror you would like to look at.
Okay.
I would like to be near... Well, I wanted to look at the body.
Are they all facing inwards?
They're all facing inwards. You can all check one out if you prefer.
Give me one. Then he's going to check out that body?
Yeah. The body's at the base of the stairs.
So I think the armor shot him.
The armor did it.
The mirrors are all slightly warped. So as you stare into them, you see these sort of deranged reflections of yourself. All of you looking into a mirror, except for Xenia, I need you to make a charisma saving throw, please.
20.
28.
4.
12.
What are you doing?
Examining the body. I'd like to.
The body was at the front of the door.
Oh.
You just find the tracking device on him.
That's it.
No big deal.
Thanks.
What else would you like to do?
Well, I don't want to look in a mirror because you made everybody do a saving throw, so...
I just need you to declare something else that you're doing.
Okay,
Everything happens simultaneously, otherwise you cheat.
I'm walking up the stairs to look at the armor.
Oh, cool. Move yourself up and look at the armor. One more space up, please. As you gaze into the mirror, perhaps it is the fact that Silorin is just too enthralled by his own appearance, and perhaps Lorzach is just too disgusted by his own. But Fikara and Perix are immediately sucked into the mirrors!
Oh, no.
And the suit of armor comes to life and backhands Xenia.
Oh, no.
What a face, Brian Judkins.
For max, 18 bludgeoning damage.
Jeez!
Strength saving throw, please.
Believe in you.
17.
You get pushed back 10 feet, but you don't fall prone as you're shoved down the stairs. Now, those of you within the mirrors can still hear and see everything to a limited peripheral. And the face of the armor picks up, and you just hear this metallic... Hey, I hope you guys have been having a hell of a time this night. You pieces of shit made me use my wish spell scroll to get out of that vault, and boy, am I irritated. Roll initiative, you fuckers.
Ah, fuck you, guy. Darius Vane?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Fuck you guys.
4.
18.
17.
7.
17.
It's been a hell of a time tracking you bastards down, all with all that chaotic end of the world shit happening. But I've had some time to practice and broken out the big deal, boys. A dozen gorgeous, precious gems begin swirling around this elaborate emerald armor that he's wearing that looks more expensive than most mansions. And you can see strapped all over him are a myriad of spell scrolls and magic items. He has cleaned out his vault of not-die items, and revenge has come to Ravnica.
Well, fuck. Perix yells from the mirror. On the plus side, we saved you from Merit Lage.
True. Top of the order. Xenia, please make an opposing strength check.
This is gonna go well. A 9.
A 12. Darius Vane, a man you've never met, and perhaps have only heard and forgotten about, grapples you to the floor with a rod across your neck. And then as a bonus action, he will activate said rod across your neck, trapping you to the floor with an immovable rod.
Unactivate, sir.
And then at the end of his turn, something random happens.
Oh, no.
Cool.
That is cool. Just random magic items list.
He summons a portal to Dominaria.
His armor changes to a shade of blue.
Oh.
Lorzach.
Okay. All right. Lorzach, whirling away from the distorted reflection in the mirror, closes distance with Darius Vane, with an empty claw-like hand outstretched, this swirling morass of black mana congeals in his hand, and then he sends it straight into Darius Vane's heart. With love, signed, Lorzach.
What are you casting?
Please make a constitution saving throw as he casts Blight at the fifth level.
At the fifth level? One of the gems, a black one, swirls in front, absorbs a fifth level spell, and then shatters as it breaks to the ground.
As a bonus action, Lorzach will empower the Staff of Withering in his hand.
The end of your turn, roll a d100 as he throws two dice at you.
Red is tens, so we have 61.
The frustration of your spell getting absorbed affects the volume of your voice. You can only scream in a shout for the next minute.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off? But they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Next up, Xenia.
Do I make a strength save?
No.
Oh.
An immovable rod cannot be moved while it is activated by not even Merit Lage.
Xenia, at this very close distance, being choked out by this rod, flings a lightning bolt straight at this man that she's never met before until now. Will you please make a dexterity saving throw?
15?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Ooh, yeah.
He takes 32 points of lightning damage.
Did you get this one?
Oh, nope. He takes 37 points of lightning damage.
Wow, 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 wow. Hey, that's not very nice.
At the end of your turn, from seeming nowhere, some dice throw at you. Roll a
D100. It's a six. It's a... I'm so sorry. It's a 69.
Both you, Lorzach, and Darius Vane disappear.
Oh, God!
And we win?
You are all invisible.
Oh.
The three of you. Perix.
How do I get out of a mirror?
Oh, fucking who knows?
Paris can see out of the mirror?
You can see out of the mirror.
But I can't see them because they're invisible.
Everybody disappeared.
With invisibility, that just causes disadvantage on attack rolls?
Yes.
How does disadvantage work when you have to make a DC save?
If I am
I'm sorry. It's a creature you can see. Never mind. I can't see you. That's what you just told me. Perix will throw a firebolt at the mirror in front of him to try and break out.
Go! That's why I wanted anyone but you to do it, but that's okay. It's the first movie's cool. That's right.
17 to hit?
You throw a firebolt that bounces off the reflection of the mirror and goes whizzing off into an empty void behind you.
No. Nope. I don't have bonus actions.
Figara!
I will attempt to break the mirror with the Sunforger. For an 18.
You smack the hammer against the glass in front of you, and it bounces back and hits you in the forehead for no damage, but some emotional scarring.
Okay, then I will go ahead and try it two more times. Because I don't learn. For a 28 and a 25.
Bonk, bonk! You hit yourself repeatedly twice.
Okay.
Zalorin.
Zalorin looks at the mirrors that sucked up his friends Vikara and Perix, thinks about who he likes more, and goes to the mirror that's holding Perix.
Oh!
And he says, "You might disappear forever, please don't hate me," and hits it.
Swing!
I think that means he likes Vikara more because he's willing to test the theory on me.
Yep. 24 to hit.
24 hits.
11 damage. Piercing damage.
Having done 11 damage, it shatters. Perix is gone forever. I'm just kidding. He's free.
I was like, well, hi, Figaro.
I'm like, my heart just like stopped. I was like,
this really fun bonus just got weirdly sad.
And Brian was like so gleeful to say that.
And you hear from somewhere in the ether, "Hey, that was expensive."
Just there. And Perix, unexpectedly standing outside a now shattered mirror, says, "Thanks, man.
Welcome back." And then he's going to use the remainder of his movement to move to the mirror that holds Vikara.
And at the end of your turn, from seemingly nowhere, some dice donk off your helmet. Roll a
D100. 75.
Nice part about being in the mirror. No dice.
The fish in the mirror.
You grow brightly for a 30-foot radius. Anyone who ends its turn within 5 feet of you is blinded until the next turn.
Just fucking bum rush Darius Vane.
Wait, how close?
Five feet.
Okay, all right.
And ends its turn. That starts.
Top of the round. Oh, God, he's got so many toys.
And the armor will change color. We don't know what color because he's invisible. Also, fuck, mauve. Shit.
Chartreuse.
Psychic damage.
Cerulean.
Ice damage.
Silorin, you will get struck from behind for a 20?
Yes. Is he melee range?
No.
Great. Bring it on.
Melee range for you is 5 feet.
Yes.
He is not in melee range of you. Ooh. For you. You will take 11 lightning damage. And then, Lorzach, Xenia, and Salorin, please make dexterity saving throws.
Ooh. 5.
Dirty 20.
20.
Xenia, you will take 7. Lorzach, you will take 3. Salorin, you will take 0 lightning damage as an aftershock ripples across you guys from a seemingly central location.
I'll just chill out in the mirror, guys. It's cool.
And then at the end of his turn, something will happen. Oh, wait. He attacked. Invisibility ends.
Great.
Oh. Where's he at?
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Will he please make a constitution saving?
He will. 20.
Yeah, he saves.
For those of you who could possibly see him, the wrinkles on his face begin to recede. And he looks a little bit more spry. And he goes, hey, not bad. Regaining some of that time I lost in the vault. Lorzach.
All right, so he's absorbing spells. And there's multiple gems. I'm not convinced that he can't absorb another one.
I think he's probably got enough to absorb a few spells, but we kind of need to make gems disappear. Maybe throw a lower thing.
Lorzach, still invisible, slides over to the mirror containing Fakara and strikes it with the Staff of Withering. And will a 27 hit?
Yes.
For a grand total of 7 damage.
You whack it really, really hard, and it cracks, but she's still trapped inside.
Thank you.
At the end of your turn, the dice of fate smack you in the air. Roll a d100.
Red is tens. 4.
For the next minute, you can see invisible creatures if you have line of sight. So you can see Xenia pinned to the floor. Pinned to the stairs by a immovable rod. Xenia, you're up.
Xenia, annoyed with herself that she didn't think of this earlier, thundersteps out from under the rod, pinning her to the ground.
Yes.
And he will take 39 points. Oh, no. Well, we'll see. Will you make a constitution saving throw?
16.
Nope. He'll take 39 points worth of thunder damage.
My goodness.
Oh, dear God.
At the end of your turn, the dice of fate smack you in the ear. Roll a
d100.
79. As you thunderstep away, the pressure to your brain is not equalized as you go from basically upside down on the stairs to right side up. And you start to see all these spots, and for the next 10 minutes, you just see nothing but butterflies all over the place.
Oh, I love this one.
Also, keep in mind, you can only shout.
Oh, yeah.
Perix.
Perix, now free from the mirror, will step to the wall, and he will launch his 5th-level spell that he took, excited to use it in the main campaign, only to figure out we were fighting liches and it would never be useful. Launches Synaptic Static at a point as far away as possible so that none of his companions can get trapped in it, but Darius Vane must please make an intelligence saving throw.
What level is it?
5th. But it's not hitting him, it's hitting a point nearby?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
You unleash the spell and he absorbs it into a gem.
Sure.
The gem breaks.
Cool.
At the end of your turn, The dice of fate smack you on the nose.
It's kind of exciting.
Bonk.
Pink is tense. 15, as Perix's nose smarts.
For the next 10 rounds, you will regain 5 hit points at the start of your turn.
Ooh. That's awesome.
It's really nice.
Vikara. The barrier cracked.
I will bonk the barrier. With a 20.
Roll damage.
Yay. 7 bludgeoning.
The barrier bonks back as it's not quite broken yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have more attacks. What the fuck? I don't know what I'm doing with my life. a 15 and a 12.
All right, now you will take damage because you can't fix this. You will take 3 bludgeoning damage as you pow, pow, pow. Bounce. Your mace just bounce off this, like, plexiglass barrier and smack you back in the face.
Okay.
You are suspecting you're not going to break it on your own.
Okay.
From inside. You are inside, though, so that thing doesn't happen. Saloran!
Trusting that Lorzach has it, Saloran turns to face down Darius Vane. And out of this fiercely glowing shiny man, Darius Vane hears Saloran say, "Aren't you the loser that sent Taysa gifts for 6 months every day?" And hits him with an attack.
Ooh.
24 to hit.
Yes.
I also have an ability I could not use against liches. Saloran will spend a level 1 spell slot to hit him with Wrathful Smite. Would you please make a wisdom saving throw?
19.
Gosh darn it.
He saves.
I do like your dance, though, Brian. It's a good dance.
Mm-hmm. It is a good dance. He takes 7 piercing damage and 6 psychic damage. Saloran rears back and hits him again with the Morning Star. Dirty 20.
Yes.
Yes.
So I will spend a third level spell slot to smite Darius Vane. That is 10 piercing damage plus 19 radiant damage. That is my turn.
As you quickly realize that he seems to be wearing a helmet preventing psychic damage from doing anything to him, he leans down to you and says, "I know those salty words. Those are the sad weepings of a jilted lover. Probably gonna go home and cry that you're not wealthy enough to get the girl you want. Better luck next life, punk." At the end of your turn, the dice of fate bonk you in the face.
23. He dies of a broken heart.
And you turn an embarrassing shade of blue.
I'm glowing and blue? Hell yeah.
Oh, also, isn't he blinded?
No, it's if someone ends
a
turn.
If I end my turn there, I'm blinded for a turn. Top of the round. Hey, I'm so excited to be here. Gotta look up the rules of this thing I want to do. Make sure I don't cheat.
There are so many magic items happening.
Yep.
He looted his vault just to come after us.
Yes.
Honestly, it's kind of honoring.
He's been planning this for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
As he's sass-mouthing you, he reaches into his belt and pulls out a tiny cube and flicks it at you. He rolls a 3.
David is now trapped inside a dice box.
There are no air holes, so Lauren suffocates.
You're now surrounded by a translucent cube that seems to have various geometric shapes on various sides.
All the glowing light coming out of this is awesome.
Yeah, you just, like, reinvent the disco ball. The disco geodesic.
At the end of his turn, magic will happen.
The geodisco.
Got there.
And Darius Vane teleports to the top of the stairs.
Huh.
Whoa! Never done that before. Lorzach.
Lorzach rears back with the Staff of Withering, ready to free Fikara from this strange mirror prison that Darius Vane has planted in this basement of somebody's house that no longer exists. What a psycho. 25 to hit.
25 hits.
Lorzach deals 13 damage to the mirror.
And the mirror shatters.
Thank you so much, Lorzach.
You're welcome! Terribly sorry, I don't know why this is so loud!
At the end of your turn, the dice of fate wriggle between your toes.
Ew.
Man, I hate that.
Man, I hate that.
28.
For the next minute, all of your spells with a casting time of one action now have a casting time of one bonus action.
Oh!
For how long?
1 minute.
Dope.
Here from the top of the stairs. Oops. Xenia.
Xenia's having a great time. She's surrounded by butterflies. A lot of nonsensical things are happening. It's kind of her jam. So she joins that chaotic energy and casts Chaos Bolt to the man at the top of the stairs. For a 24, will that hit?
Yes.
I get to choose between cold and lightning. So just for funsies, since I've already done lightning, Xenia's gonna go with cold. And he takes 16 points of cold damage.
Brr!
That was all.
At the end of your turn, the dice of fate mingle amongst the butterflies.
45.
You cast Levitate on yourself.
What? And so I get to fly?
No, you are immune to ground effects. You hover slightly off the ground.
Oh, God. Xenia is in heaven. This is the best
way. Yeah, you are literally floating with butterflies right now.
Oh, my God. It couldn't get any better unless she explodes.
You also can't be moved by magical effects that try and shove you.
Yes.
Perix.
Perix is rampantly confused by everything, but he does take a nice 5 extra HP courtesy of last turn, and then he steps 2 squares this way. That's towards me for the audience. I don't know why that helps if you're visualizing a table. And he will fire lightning bolt at this man who must make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Not going to be high enough.
Okay. It's at the third level if he cares. He will receive 24 points of lightning damage.
After making you do the math, he'll absorb it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I hate you so much.
I just wanted you to know what you were missing.
Hey, how many more gems does he have?
A decent amount.
All right. Perix will run 4 more spaces, please, Mr. David, towards me. That's his turn.
At the end of your turn, yeah, the dice of fate do their jiggly thing.
I hate you. 24.
All of the chromatic attempts that you've made to manipulate your simic hybrid mystique are rendered useless as you return to your basic standard Vidalcan blue.
Oh, that's honestly crushing.
Wisdom saving throw.
21.
You feel bad about it, but it's not going to stop you from the fight.
Cool. That is Perix's entire turn.
Vicara!
Yay! It's my turn! I will click my heels and move right in front of Mr. Darius Vane. I don't know who you are, but this is seriously rude. And I just throw the Sunforger at him. For 17?
17 does not hit.
Got inspiration.
Oh, but it still explodes. He needs to make a DC saving throw.
What kind?
Whatever it is, it's going to succeed. It's well over 20.
Okay, half as much damage on a successful one.
Mm-hmm.
And he will take 6 fire damage from the resulting explosion.
Right, as the Sunforger comes at him, the visor on his helmet clicks shut. And he puffs his chest out like a prick and just takes it. Ha ha! Smokey! At the end of your turn, the cruel dice of fate do that thing.
Oh, yeah. 27?
Nice.
For the next minute, all of your spells with casting times of one action have a casting time of one bonus action.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah. All right.
Zalorin!
Trapped in this box,
doesn't like it. He's gonna hit the box. 19 to hit the box.
Is your Morningstar magical?
It is not.
Your Morningstar goes straight through the box.
Can I go through the box?
You cannot go through the box. You quickly ascertain that as pieces of you can and pieces of you can't, it looks like living matter cannot exit the box.
So Lauren is furious and he's screaming and shouting, but you can't really hear anything behind this box. But if you could, you'd know that he's casting Find Steed, and what he's trying to find. What is a ridiculous animal?
A unicorn.
Definitely that.
He's yelling curses mingled with the Find Steed spell, and all of a sudden, a multicolored unicorn appears above Darius Vane.
Just falls on him?
Yes.
Okay. A unicorn falls on him. There's now a unicorn to his left.
Can he attack or anything?
I don't really know. It doesn't say.
I really don't know what that was. Isn't it summoned in a space 5 feet next to you?
No, it's summoned within 30 feet of me.
You summon a unicorn that falls on its ass at the top of the stairs.
Great. Solorin is surprised by the unicorn that he is summoning, and that's his turn.
At the end of your turn, the dice of fate are, oh, so cruel or helpful.
47.
Fuck me, not lying. A unicorn controlled by the DM appears in a space within 5 feet of you, then disappears 1 minute later.
What?
We've got dueling unicorns!
You're joking!
I am not.
Oh my god.
Controlled by the DM?
So now we have a steed and another unicorn. I want them to battle it out.
Yeah, if they can battle it out and leave us alone, that's great.
Yeah, it'd be super cool.
The fuck? What the fuck?
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
No, the dice gave it twice.
At the beginning of his turn as a free action, Darius Vane says, Sparklies, come defend your master. As my unicorn races up to butt horns with your unicorn at the top of the stairs. I am not fucking lying. This is how this works. Unicorn fight! Darius Vane is then going to pull out a flask from his hip and lob it down to both Lorzach and Fikara.
Aw, rude.
Would you please both make a dexterity saving throw?
8.
10.
You will each take 13 fire damage. He will then do a little count on his hand, take a step to his right, and do that thing. And then Darius Vane takes a quick trip to another plane of existence and disappears. Poof! He's out.
Just needed a second.
Is the unicorn still there?
His unicorn is still there.
Okay.
Lorzach!
Lorzach, having freed one fighter to watch the other fighter get trapped in a box, scurries over to the other box.
And on your way there, would you please make a wisdom saving throw?
That's a nat 20.
Hey, you're all right.
Lorzach then reels back with the Staff of Withering and whacks the box. Come on, man, for a 14 to hit.
So, Lauren, please make a dexterity saving throw.
It's gonna come through the wall and hit him.
23.
You duck.
Watch it!
As that staff goes careening through the barrier and nearly bonks you in the face.
So, the staff does not interact with a solid object of the box at all?
No, only all right. Living matter.
Well then, Lorzach, as a bonus action, casts Dispel Magic.
Oh, he's not in the realm to, he is not within the realm to absorb it. You cast Dispel Magic.
And he dispels the strange magic box that is surrounding Solorin.
Tis a magical item and cannot be dispelled.
That's his turn, then.
At the end of your turn, the cruel dice of fate do their thing.
So red is tens, 85.
This guy hosts Ravnica XM.
You cast Mirror Image.
Dope. You got three versions of yourself just chilling on the battlefield.
There are two versions of yourself. If anybody wants to attack you, they have to... Yep.
There are four versions.
Four what? Versions of yourself.
Yeah.
All three versions of yourself need to make wisdom saving throws.
Plus five?
No, because they're not real.
Wisdom, that would be a 28.
Each individual.
That'll be a 26.
Yep.
That'll be a 10. And that will be a 13.
They're actually all fine. Nothing happens to him. You're good. Xenia.
Is he back yet?
No.
Okay. Xenia dashes up the stairs to pet a unicorn.
I mean, that's the evil one.
Oh. Xenia hops over the evil one.
How far is your move before we're doing all this?
I was thinking I'd get away with it because it's the wacky one. Okay, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40. Oh, if I dash, I can definitely do it.
Difficult terrain, you'll end up on top of it.
You're going to ride an evil unicorn?
Of course I'm going to ride an evil unicorn.
Acrobatics check.
And...
That's a 19.
Wisdom saving throw, please.
I'm going to use my inspiration and roll again. Well, for a 14.
Okay, strength saving throw.
For a 10.
You stay on.
And you just see Xenia on this evil unicorn braiding its hair and trying to get the butterflies still swirling around her to plant themselves on the brains. She's having the time of her life.
And at the end of your turn, the dice of fate do that wild thing.
Xenia, this is very dangerous.
What? 8.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna fucking roll this the minute you jumped on that unicorn. What do you think just happened?
Another unicorn?
No. The minute she jumps on the fucking unicorn, what does she do to my unicorn?
She makes it friendly to herself.
No, you cast Firebolt on yourself at the third level.
Firebolt or ball?
Ball.
What does that mean?
Let me read you Firebolt.
Do I burn myself in the unicorn?
A bright streak flashes from your pointing finger to a point you don't choose. It's just you. And then blossoms with a low roar into an explosion of flame. Each creature in a 20-foot radius sphere centered on that point must make a dexterity saving throw.
Salorin, two unicorns, and Xenia.
Would you roll 8d6?
And a dexterity saving throw?
First roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Roll one for your unicorn.
Oh,
what is your DC saving throw number?
17.
Oh, 16. Not my fucking unicorn.
26 for me. But okay. For Bucephalus, it's a 5.
8d6 damage on...
Half on a success.
I don't want to kill the unicorn.
Xenia accidentally breaks her own spirit.
Wait. So that's 23 points of fire damage for a fail, and 11 points. Wait, yeah, yep. And 11 points for a save. Do the unicorns die?
Oh my god!
It's a great song that goes a little something like this. It goes, "Can you smell what I can smelly? All the flames are cooking, Nelly. All's well that ends welly, except for Nelly. Whoa, Nelly, roast Nelly. There'll be Nelly in our bellies tonight." Both unicorns erupt into a charbroiled mess.
And Xenia drops to her knees and screams, "This is not what I wanted to do!" And then she lays both hands on the charred corpses of unicorns and says, good luck on your journey. I'm really very sorry. See you later.
I knew as soon as you jumped on that unicorn, you were going to sell Fireball. I knew it.
Perix.
Well, Perix, there's no one to attack.
No.
And he's going to assume from previous blink out, blink in experience that he's going to appear back where he started. So Perix summons an arcane hand. Next to him, a large hand of shimmering translucent force appears in an unoccupied space. And then for a bonus action, Perix will make it just go to one space away from where Darius Vane disappeared.
Do that magic dice of fate, please.
I'm assuming I can't ready...
You can't ready spells.
That. 27.
For the next minute, all your casting times reduced to one bonus action.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that what YouTube rolled?
Yeah.
Vikara.
With nothing to hit, Vikara will cast, as a bonus action, Cure Wounds for a whopping 5 healing points and will move next to the giant floating hand.
Before you do that, make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. You mean fail a wisdom saving throw? 6.
Based on your proximity to the mirror across the pillar, you get sucked into that one.
Oh, no.
I fucking hate you.
No.
This fight is not for your benefit. This is for me.
This is Brian getting back at a year this and a half of torture.
Darius Vane taking revenge on fucking Pass Without Trace.
Dear Brian, I hate you.
So Lorzat swings with his staff to find that he can't break the box and watches as the fighter he just freed gets sucked into another mirror.
Oh, God.
You're in a mirror, so you don't have to roll dice of fate. Solorin, our unicorns did not have a chance to square off. They got burnt to a crisp.
Solorin feels the psychic bond between himself and Bucephalus shatter.
Oh.
And cold focus just takes over as he engages in a dodge action for the next round. That will be my turn.
Dice of fate, my friends.
41. Yep.
And sorry, this is one of the funniest ones.
You see Solorin take a quiet resolve inside the cube, and then poof, he's a potted plant.
What?
What kind of plant, Brian?
While a plant, you are incapacitated and have vulnerability to all damage. If you drop to 0 hit points, your pot breaks and your form reverts. As an Orzhov, you drop into a rather nice and expensive black and white orchid.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm not a monster. I just play one on mic.
And for the first time in his life, he knows peace.
Aw.
At the beginning of his turn, Darius Vane pops back into existence. Whoa, hey, ha ha. Sparklies. Sparklies.
Oh.
Oh, you bastards.
Sparkly.
Ha! You're a plant.
We're fighting Zap Brannigan.
And he rushes over to smash said plant with his Thunder Maul. Ha ha! Suck it, plant.
I'm a plant.
Fucking natural one.
Ha. Thanks, Tommy. Great dice.
He will spend some points to maintain the cube, and the cruel hand of fate will take over. Ooh! Good to know. You'll hear about that one next time. Who wants to die? Lorzatch.
Lorzatch pivots, seeing the Minotaur trapped behind yet another mirror, and reels back with the Staff of Withering for a 14 to hit.
Yes.
And he deals 13 magic damage.
And the mirror smashes!
As a bonus action, Lorzach will reach out with another lance of necrotic energy and strike with blight on Darius Vane. Will he please make a constitution saving throw?
What is the spell level?
Fourth.
He will absorb it.
And that is his turn.
Dice of fate, big guy.
14.
You cast confusion on yourself.
Now you're confused and yelling.
Hell, he could save against it.
Wisdom. Yeah, that's a 22.
Each creature within a 10-foot radius, so Saloran and Fakara also have to make wisdom saving throws.
Somehow this orchid rolled a 23.
Ten.
Roll a d10.
Two.
You can't move or take actions this turn as you are dazed. Spinning star animations as you swivel around by the waist. Xenia.
Xenia sticks out a finger and points at Darius Vane and says, "What's your deal, buddy?" And casts True Strike at him.
Oh, what does that do?
I get a brief insight in my target's defenses. On my next turn, I gain advantage on my first attack roll against the target, provided that the spell hasn't ended.
Is it a level spell?
Nope.
Cantrip.
Cantrip?
Yep.
All right, read that again. This is very complicated.
I know. My magic grants me a brief insight into the target's defenses. Also then, on my next turn, I gain advantage on my first attack roll against the target, provided that the spell hasn't ended.
A brief insight?
Yeah.
All right, make an investigation check, and I'll tell you based on how high you roll.
And, wait, hold on.
Is that a natural one?
Well, yeah, it is. No, that's all I got. Wait. What did I add to it? For a 10.
Well, he seems to be wearing a very fancy piece of armor.
Yes, I see.
I'm getting to it. Number one, he seems to be immune to psychic attacks based on the helmet. The armor that he is currently wearing also seems to make him, you know, resistant to just about everything you've thrown at him so far. He also seems to have these swirling orbs around him, which are absorbing a certain amount of spells. The DM is also currently asking what level of spells they are, and they seem to be breaking in a certain proportion to the level of that spell. And he also seems to have some sort of weird random fate thing going on around him.
Mm. Okay.
But so far, the orbs only, so far the gems only seem to be absorbing level spells.
Okay. As a bonus action, I'm going to spend 2 sorcery points to cast False Life on myself. For 20 points of healing damage.
Jesus.
Healing damage.
Yeah.
Come, go.
For 20 points of healing damage. And
at the end of the turn, please. Roll some fate.
40.
You regain 2 d10 hit points.
Ooh. Jesus.
That's a hell of a healing turn.
Well, I see what I mean. 14.
Perix.
Perix thinks to himself, Darius Vane's got a burr up his ass, and what he could really use is a hug. And using a bonus action, he brings the arcane hand over to grapple the fuck out of him. Opposing strength check, please.
Ho-ho! A 14.
A 23.
Oh!
Darius Vane is held by a shimmering arcane hand.
Yeah.
On future turns, if he's still grappled, I can just do a fuckload of bludgeoning damage. But for now, he's just, you know, encased. Okay. And then running to his right, Perix will go to the center of the room and launch Firebolt at him. For a 28 to hit.
Yeah. Ooh.
Which will do, instead of 7 or a 1, these dice suck, it's a 1. 6 points of fire damage.
Dice of fate, my friend.
Oh, yeah. 86.
Roll A D5. D10 divided by 2.
Copy. It's like, what? Rounding down?
Yeah.
3.
1, 2, 3. You cast Fly on Saloran Trent, who is currently a potted plant and is alive and can't go any higher than the cube. So you now have this potted orchid banging up against the roof of this cube.
Sentient control of flight? Huh? It's a plant.
No, it's just he has fly. He can fly.
Perix is mesmerized by the floating plant and stops to ponder it for a second.
Figara!
I'm still dazed?
Yes, for this turn you are dazed.
So I can't do jack-all.
You can't do jack-all, but you can roll some dice of fate.
32.
Huh. You guys keep hovering around like the same. Oh! You're transported to the astral plane for a turn. You're gone.
What's on the astral plane?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Where did Darius Mane just go?
Vicaro Ordroon blinks out of existence. Saloran, you return from being a plant and are now
flying
trapped in a box.
So much screaming. So much screaming. The piece is gone. Thrashing, screaming. He can't do anything this turn. He is screaming. So much screaming. And in his screams, if anyone could hear him, could also hear him threading the spell for spiritual weapon through. So a spiritual weapon will materialize next to Darius Vane and take a swing at him.
Yeah!
Is it advantaged because he's grappled?
No! You just make up shit on every turn.
It's great.
18 to hit.
18 hits.
12 force damage. And Saloran will end his turn, still screaming.
Dice of fate, my friend.
48. I'm blue, glowing, trapped, and flying.
Oh, my unicorn returns.
No.
Oh, good.
Sparkly.
Sparklies, return to me. At the top of his turn, Darius Vane, primed by perhaps Brian's dirtiest trick to date, previously rolled a 34, maximizing the damage of the next spell I cast within the next minute. Will back up to the top of the stairs.
Provoking he can't move. He is grappled. His speed is 0.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure that I'm going to take half damage no matter what I'm going to do. So fuck the lot of you. As he pulls out his single-use spell scroll of Fireball and drops it on Lorzach. If we're all going down, we're all going down together. Let's have a party! Lorzach, Saloran, and Figara need to roll dexterity saving throws. Scratch that. Saloran cannot. You're trapped in a box.
I'm not on this plane.
You are not on this plane. Lorzach and Xenia make dexterity saving throws.
The lowest for all of Lorzach's mirror images is an 18 on dexterity.
How does this work with mirror image?
I think they just get nuked. Like, they can only take one hit. If they get hit, they're gone.
And Fireball deals damage.
Well, then they're all gone. Yeah. No matter what.
Fireball just levels the playing field. Right.
Yep. Just roll for yourself.
Great. Nat 20.
18.
18?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put in the sound effect after all of that conversation.
He also succeeds. Saloran Trent cannot, because he's trapped in a box. Max damage on a fireball at 8d6 is 48 damage. Xenia, myself, and Lorzach will take half that at 24. Saloran Trent, trapped in a death cube, will take 48 fire damage.
48.
It took me a minute, too.
I was like, more?
As Sparklies rears up with a condescending...
Did Sparklies make a save?
Fuck! No!
Oh no!
And Darius made fireball sparkles.
Fuck your unicorn!
No! Damn my hubris. That's the 6th unicorn I've lost this month.
To fireball?
Yeah! Oh god, they both went down the fireball. What has our show become? At the end of the turn, the fires of fate do their thing.
It's funny.
Oh, that is very high. That can't be good. As the fire erupts across the floor, his burnt unicorn lying next to him on the stairs. The confusion, the horror, as Darius Vane's head spins with and he's disoriented by continual music playing in his ears. Lozach.
This is so fun.
Lozach strafes to his right to try and get a bead on Darius Vane.
Oh, can I break the grapple at the end of my turn?
You can, yeah. Opposing strength.
No, nope.
Cool, because it's a 26.
How does that have more strength than you?
Oh, it has its own, like, stat block in the spell. And its only thing is strength.
Can it be attacked?
Yeah, it has hit points.
Well, then it needs to defend against the fireball.
Oh, that's a really great point. Didn't think about it. It was dexterity?
Yes.
13.
Nope.
Cool.
48 fire damage on your hand.
It has about 30 hit points left.
Left?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very high level spell, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, dude.
It has equal to my max hit points.
Lorzach, go ahead.
Lorzach strafes to his right to get a bead on Darius Vane. And as a bonus action, snaps off a chill touch, a spectral, skeletal hand flying through the air. For a 15 to hit.
No.
Xenia, seeing Lorzach, bends luck to help him out and adds 4 points to it. Do you make it now?
An 18?
Hits.
Yeah!
What? Fucking what?
At the base of the stairs, Lorzach freaking sidearms a bolt. This fucking sling of necrotic damage goes racing up the stairs, but Darius Vane, having sort of edged his way out of the mage hand, sidesteps. Xenia, right in the path, puts 2 hands up and reflects it back to the butt side of Darius Vane.
And Darius Vane will take 11 necrotic damage.
Yeah!
As an action, Lorzach awakens the spores in his body, and a fresh cloud of spores vents from somewhere beneath his armor.
The dice of fate request an audience. Lorzach rock speaker.
All right, we got 20.
This is my real favorite one. You cast grease on yourself.
Ah, shit.
Oh, no.
What does that do? Does she make him really slippery?
He can't be grappled.
Oh.
No, it means standing up is, like, impossible.
Hold on. Oh, shit, dude. I'm sorry.
It's on me, too?
Slick grease covers the ground in a 10-foot square centered on a point within range and turns it into difficult terrain for the duration. When the grease appears, each creature standing in its area must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or fall prone. A creature that enters the area or ends its turn there must also succeed on a dexterity saving throw or fall prone.
What's the save?
He cast it, so it's his DC.
Which is what?
17.
17!
Nice.
Lorzach, looking cool as fuck with this fresh cloud of spores venting off him, slips and falls on his ass. Fuck! Ah, piss! All right, it wasn't that funny.
Xenia,
having seen Sparklies burn to the ground again a second time, screams, "No, Sparklies! I will avenge you!" And she casts Chaos Bolt with advantage at Darius Vane. Twill a 19 hit.
Would that be Tides of Chaos advantage?
No. It's because of my last spell.
But did you roll concentration to see if you held it because you took damage?
No. What? The rules.
She's,
okay.
I think she's okay. I don't know what's going on, but I think she's okay. Yes, a 19 hits, but I need you to roll a d20. Because I have, like, not been doing that for a very long time.
7?
Okay.
That is 9 points of force damage.
Force.
Little dice of fate action, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely absurd.
66.
Up to 3 creatures you choose within 30 feet of you.
Was there a period there?
Take 4 d10 lightning damage.
Fuck.
Up to 4.
3.
Up to three. I give it to Darius Vane.
4d10, please. Not fucking absorbing spells like an idiot.
23 points of lightning damage, please.
Eat a dick, Vane.
A bag of dick.
Perix.
First, Perix will use a bonus action to just squeeze the shit out Darius Vane.
Oh, gross.
Could be a lot better. Darius Vane feels some unpleasantness as he receives 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
He sure does.
And then, Perix will snap off a... No, you know what? Fuck this guy. Perix makes him wish he was dead and tolls the dead into his little brain space. Will he please make a wisdom saving throw?
What's the damage?
Necrotic.
21?
Yeah, he's fine. There's nothing that happens inside his little brain space.
Okay.
And then Perix will exit the crease so that he doesn't fall on his ass at the end of his turn. And that will be the turn.
Some dice of fate, my friend.
Oh, fuck, I forget every time. 26.
After all this time and all this effort, your Simic evolution sprouts another eye.
Sick.
An eye appears on your forehead for the next minute.
Sweet.
During that time, you have advantage on wisdom checks that rely on sight.
Cool.
Perception checks.
Yeah. Perix is excited.
Thakara, at the end of your turn, poof, you return to reality. Just in time to roll some dice of fate.
Whew.
What could possibly go wrong?
So
much.
49.
No.
Is that what you...
No, I rolled a 48 before, never mind.
Okay.
You have to come look at this one, because I don't want to say this one out loud. It's better if you do it.
Oh, no.
Come out, come meet me in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It can't be that bad. It feels like a weird place to put the worst one at 49. Mm-hmm. That's
sure, for sure.
You know, that's like a high end or a low end.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah, what is that face?
Got a real disappointed look going on.
Sarah, babe, what have you done to us?
Fakara tries to talk, and pink bubbles come out of her mouth instead.
Aw, that's so cute.
As she continues to scream louder and louder, nothing but Pepto-Bismol bubbles.
Pepto-Bismol, sponsor the podcast.
Saloran!
Saloran keeps floating, hitting the top of the box, hating his life. And he just looks at Darius Vane and casts Command. Would you please make a wisdom saving throw?
Not with that helmet, he's not.
Immune to psychic.
He will then force the spiritual weapon to take a hit. 18 to hit.
Hits.
8 force damage.
Force!
And that's my turn.
Not yet, it ain't. Dice of fate, punk!
8.
Oh! Well, this is only the third time we've experienced this spell today. Revenge for Sparklies, you bitches! You cast fireball on yourself!
You did that to yourself!
That's true. You killed Sparklies.
One of the advantages about being a psycho megalomaniac is I don't remember.
How many d8?
It will be Fakara, myself, and Salorin, but you are trapped in the box and therefore cannot dodge it. You will take full damage.
So what's the...
What is your DC save on your for your character?
17.
Dexterity. Darius Vane fails.
Dex save?
Yep. Target is 17.
14.
8d6, my friend. You piece of shit.
8d6. May I borrow 7d6?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, dude. Pretty close to max.
Mm-hmm. That is 33 points of fire damage.
For you, and for me.
I'm sorry, you said 36?
33.
Wow. A lot of fireball.
Suddenly, there is this just massive torrent of pink bubbles coming your way.
And I try to explain, but you can't hear anything.
How maddening.
Top of the order, Darius Vane cocks back that big thunder maul and brings it down upon Saloran Trent.
Are you not going to hit?
Go for ahead. A natural 20.
Hey.
For 28 thunder damage.
At that moment, you see Saloran's body go limp. And it just keeps floating and hitting the top of the box.
Oh.
Hey, the follow-up thunderclap ain't gonna be necessary, but I will roll some dice of fate.
Sparklies?
Sparklies.
Me sowing. Ah, yeah, this rules. Me reaping. Ah, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? God damn it.
Darius Vane puts his hand out, confident he's felt this before. As he summons Sparklies, boop, and he pops down as a potted plant.
Great.
He is a perfect thorny rose.
Are there still a bunch of glowy gems around him?
Everything he is and was is a potted plant.
Great talk.
Who Darius is or Sparkly was?
Darius Vane.
Oh.
He thought he was summoning Sparklies. Instead, he became a plant.
You are incapacitated and vulnerable to all damage.
Fuck this dude
hey.
Up.
So hard.
When is it my turn?
Lore's Edge.
Sorry, I gotta look at Grease. Lore's Edge uses half his movement to stand up.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And uses the other half of his movement just to get out of the puddle of grease at a slow and very cautious pace, and yet again trains a sickening black lance of necrotic energy as he casts Blight at Darius Vane, who is also a plant. Will he please make a constitution saving throw as a plant?
A two!
Darius Vane takes 45 necrotic damage. As an action, you can still cast a cantrip.
Yep.
Yeah. Lorzach snaps off yet another chill touch. For a 17 to hit.
No. He still has his armor. Still has his stats.
It's the hardest plant in the world. Yeah. At the end of his turn, he rolls.
Dice of fate.
32. I feel like we saw this one already.
Lorzach, having blasted this plant with a whole bunch of blight, disappears into the astral plane and doesn't get a chance to see this pristine, beautiful rose shrivel up and wither into a black root as the pot of soil breaks beneath him and Darius Vane lies cold on the stairs. And then after about 6 seconds, boo, Lorzach reappears.
God damn it!
Is the cube still there?
The cube disappears.
So Lauren is now floating against the ceiling. Just bopping it. Limp in the air.
Twist it.
Oh, you're still unconscious, huh?
Yeah, he's at death throes.
Oh, what is that? Snaps off a healing word again.
So, Lauren, you fall on the ground on your face. Fuck you.
Perix thinks to himself, I'm going to loot that body.
Someone take all that shit off of it.
And before you can finish that thought, the doors bust open and a horde of Boros soldiers rush in to save the day. Hot, 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 hot. Nobody move. And at the front, for Christ's sakes, Fakara. And at the front is the recently promoted J-E-A-U Joe.
Oh, hey, man.
Why is it every time I got a shit detail, it's you?
Bubbles.
Oh, Christ. All right, somebody tell me what's going on here.
Darius Vane was mad at us. He tried to kill us. He's dead.
So Lauren is still bright and blinding, so he's trying to speak, but...
God, somebody put that guy out!
We can't.
I would like to make a point...
Actually, you go unconscious, that's off.
...to walk very slowly and very determinedly with occasional little bubbles coming out of her mouth and smash the living fuck out of these mirrors.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That was going to be fun. That was a good point, because you guys were going to get trapped on the way out the door, and that was going to be the end of your journeys.
Oh, then you're trapped forever inside
of here. I was 100% going to let you guys walk out the door and be trapped forever at the bottom of this basement. Oh, God. All right, the Boros soldiers are planning to arrest everyone, unless you've got a good reason for them not to.
I didn't do it.
Does a minute go by?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, all of your effects are over.
Perix leans over to J-E-A-U Joe, who he's never met before.
No.
And says, it's a lot of cool loot over there. I'll let you take one if you let us go.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing, Perix?
Perix?
Yeah.
Make a strength check at a disadvantage.
Oh, it's not going to be great no matter what. It's me.
Opposing strength check.
A 6!
Several Boros soldiers arrest you. Trying to bribe a Boros officer. I thought you guys were supposed to be smart. Fakara, take care of the rest of these clowns.
Yes, sir. You're all under arrest. Follow me.
On what grounds?
For being a big jerk face.
If you try to take me, I swear to God, I will burn this place to the ground.
No,
Lauren will put a hand on her shoulder and say, we will not be making any comments until you see our lawyers.
Take me to them.
Yes? Yes.
Yes.
So you're all getting arrested?
Yeah.
You all get put into manacles and quietly led out of the basement of the secret lair of Darius Vane. And I don't know if this is going to make it in, but it's my favorite lining to any movie ever. And Joe gives a wink to Fakara, says, great job, Master Sergeant. Good to have you. I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Original campaign written by Brian David Judkins. Sound capture and original effects by Will Malones. Edits and mixing by Ned Donovan and Katie Brow. Theme song and additional music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
Hey folks, you know, there's always more room at the Encounter Party, so if you're enjoying our show, give us a hand by spreading the word. Tell your friends about that weird moment at the end of the show where that guy spoke directly to you and told you to go talk to your friends. Join us on social media, especially our Facebook discussion group, where you can hang out with some of the creators and meet other party people who are fans of the show. Remember to subscribe to your favorite podcast app, and if you're using apps like Apple Podcasts, ratings and reviews go a long way to help us reach a larger audience. So let's keep the party going and go tell your friends right now. Stop listening and go tell your friends right now. It's the end. Go tell your friends right now.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.